France has arrived in Australia with a point to prove. Star playmaker Theo Tharg says the team has a responsibility to help grow rugby league in the country.
We've got a bit of, work to do for the French rugby league in France. You know, it's not the biggest sport in France, so you know, we're here to do well in the World Cup, and hopefully we're going to work hard and try to perform to do that. We've got a young side here, and we're looking forward to the first game against Lebanon on the 29th. We've got a massive chance to build the rugby league in France, and you know, it starts with France, with the national team.
The French were once a dominant force in rugby league. During the 1950s and 60s, France made two World Cup finals and beat Australia 11 times. Captain Jason Batiri says the players are well aware of the country's rich history.
Certainly in the 50s, I mean, there was world-class teams. They were actually unofficial world champions at one stage. So, you know, we are aware of that as the French team is all French people. They're all born in France. So there's a rich history and culture behind it. And, we're just trying to make our country proud and really play for the jersey.
Coach Aurélien Collini says it's important the players understand what it means to represent France.
That's the base, you know. If you want to know where you go, you have to know where you come from. That's very important. So the history of the French rugby league, the history of the French international players, we talk about that at the players always, because we want to keep the history with us. We bring the history with us. And the French rugby league was in the world history very important. But now we need to try to focus on build again that. And the player now, they will have a big part of that. And they have to take a chance and give the maximum to restart and to write another history in the next 10 years.
France's monumental achievements in the past has been acknowledged by one of Australia's greatest ever players, Andrew Johns.
I remember going to the Kangaroo reunions and talking to the older players about the French team. They said they were unbeatable in the 50s and 60s. But not only that, they played with a flair and they played the game with their own style. And they said they were near impossible to beat. And they spoke about some of the characters who played for them. And it's a shame that rugby union's so big in France and probably taken over from rugby league. But even here, seeing some of these players, there's some big builds, some big bodies, and there's some great skills there.
Johns is helping the team prepare for the Rugby League World Cup.
Jumped at the opportunity. Just something to give back, I suppose. You know, the game's given me everything, so it's only right to give back.
Theo Tharg says it's an honour to learn from Johns.
It's massive, you know, to have him there. It's, you know, we all know how good of a player he is, and you know, he's a legend. And to work with him and a bit of a kicking game with him at the end there, it's a massive opportunity for us.
France begins its campaign against Lebanon in Canberra next Sunday, with the winner likely to make the quarterfinals.